Hey, I'm Frank.
And I'm Alvin. And we're just two guys trying to bring equality to true crime in our own weird way.
So check out Affirmative Murder every Wednesday, where we bring you stories of minority serial killers who don't get any media attention because they aren't creepy white guys.
That's right, Affirmative Murder, the podcast dedicated to shedding a light on the darker side of true crime.
Pun intended.
Hey guys!
Hey guys!
Welcome to episode 39 of It's About Damn Crime.
We are almost 40 episodes old.
Okay, so let's do the social meets.
Yeah.
If you guys want to follow us.
Even if you don't want to follow us, follow us.
Yeah, just do it anyway. We're on Facebook and Instagram at It's About Damn Crime. Run it together. Space it out. We're there. We're also on Twitter and Snapchat. At IADC Podcast.
Yeah. Go follow us on Snapchat. I think we're going to do another Snapchat event.
Oh, are we?
Yeah. I think we're going to do a face swap.
Oh.
A face swap, and that's all we're going to say.
Oh, okay. I see you.
Maybe we'll send out some whistles for winners.
We'll talk about
buttons, stickers.
Oh my.
We could mail out pieces of our hair.
What? Our DNA is on this hair.
Okay.
You guys were on Patreon. So you can visit our Patreon at patreon.com/IADC podcast. We have three tiers, a dollar tier, a $3 tier, and a $5 tier.
That $5 tier gets you some extra bonus content.
Yeah. And some stuff.
Yeah.
You get some stuff with almost every tier, right?
Except for the dollar tier.
Yeah, that one. Well, I mean, you get a shout out.
You get a song.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Go check that out.
Guys, we have merch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah!
Yeah.
I forgot already.
We have merch, so if you go to... I'm trying to do this at the top of my head.
Okay. Spreadshirt.
Shop.spreadshirt.com/
It's About Damn Crime.
Yes, I believe so.
Also, we'll just put the link in the show notes.
Yeah.
guys, they're okay. So Spreadshirt made us put t-shirts in every fucking category that there ever was, like every quality of t-shirts. So some of the t-shirts are like $45. That's crazy. Don't buy those. We have t-shirts for $18 to $23.
Yeah. Okay. So those are the ones that we really want. Yeah,
those were the ones that we were after, but they just put a collection of all different types of t-shirts on
there. Acid wash t-shirt. Who the fuck wants an acid wash t-shirt?
Nobody wants an
acid
wash
t-shirt. What is that? I'm mad.
Yeah, so go check. And when you're on there, look around. There's lower prices, okay?
Yeah, there's a bunch of shit,
obscene
guys.
Amounts that you're seeing in the beginning. Oh, you can also buy a whistle.
Yeah.
Whistle while you work on itsaboutdamncrime.com. Click on the merch tab.
Yeah. They're only $6.
$6.
And then while you're there, you can...
send us a stranger danger.
Yeah. There's a tab that says stranger danger. So if you click on that little bitty tab, a form will pop up.
Yep.
Write in your story. If you want to remain anonymous, that is okay.
Let us know.
Yeah. And then submit it. It'll kick to our email. We'll read it. We read all of our stranger danger stories.
We reply to all of them.
Yes.
I have one more thing to say about Patreon. We selected the charity. We're doing Trans Lifeline.
Yeah, Trans Lifeline one.
Which, let me give you a little runny down of what Trans Lifeline is for anyone that is curious.
Tell them.
All right, so they are a nonprofit dedicated to the well-being of transgender people. So they run a hotline staffed by transgender people for other transgender people to call and talk to. So if you're feeling down or low, there's a hotline for you to call. Should we go out our number?
Yeah.
All right. So the U.S. is 877-565-8860. And then the number in Canada is 877-330-6366. We're just waiting for the money to come in from Patreon.
Hopefully we have it by now.
Yeah, hopefully.
But we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. And then we're going to kick in a little bit of money from ourselves, too.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'm going to hit up my family for some money, too. Because why not?
Exactly.
Yeah, so thank you guys for all of you that joined. We got your songs for you at the end of this.
Yeah.
Sorry. Everybody else go sign up too. And then also go rate, review, and subscribe.
Yeah, it'll help people find us. It'll keep you guys up to date when our episodes come out. Mm-hmm. So yeah, do that. Like it, love it, lick it, bop it, fuck it, suck it.
Unless you don't like us, and then you don't leave a review. Goodbye. But also, we're trying to get to 100 reviews. I don't know what happened. I think we're at like 63 right now.
Are we? Yeah. Guys, we need to get to 100.
So just give me 37 more. I feel like that's not too much to ask for.
No, not at all.
By the end of the year, if we reach it by the end of the year, we'll do a giveaway.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's do it?
Yep.
Okay. We just decide things while we're recording. It's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that it?
Oh, real quick too. I don't know if all of you, well, most of you probably don't follow us on social media, but we were doing a Manless Monday post with my hilarious messages that I was getting on my dating profiles, which have now been deactivated and deleted.
Yes.
So I won't be doing Manless Monday posts anymore, but if you guys have hilarious dating, online dating conversations that you have, feel free to send them to us, like take a screenshot, send them to us, and then we'll post them, or post them on your Instagram, whatever, Twitter, and then just hashtag it Manless Monday, and we'll cruise them.
And then tag us in it, so we can find it.
And then the funniest ones we'll put up on our Instagram.
Yeah, or you can slide into our DMs.
Yeah, just let us know.
And send it to us.
Yeah, we got a real gross one last week, so that was fun.
Yeah. Was it the one about the cola?
Yeah. So, and I forgot to...
Or the Kula.
Kulo.
Kulo. Sorry. I said cola. We're drinking Coke.
Cola. Yeah. Coca-Cola. All right. So our Manless Monday last Monday was from Kelly from Brave Girls Pod. They're also talking...
True crime.
True crime.
Go check them out.
Yeah. All right, guys. I think that's all from me. And this is a great episode, and we'll catch you next week. All right, guys, and real quickly before we forget, the promo that you heard at the beginning of this episode was from Affirmative Murder Pod, the Equal Opportunity Murder Podcast. They're also like us, talking people of color and true crime. So mm-hmm. Go check them out. They're kind of like us, but with penises. Perfect.
Yeah, guys, go check them out. So we're ready to get this show on the road.
Uh-huh. On the road. On the road again.
Cute. Okay, ready?
That's all I had. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Charles Sonne, 106.53. I don't remember.
That's a radio station in Vegas.
All right. Okay. So Charles Sonne Liston was born in Arkansas.
Arkansas.
What?
Arkansassy poo.
Gross. Sometime before 1965. Nobody really knows when, because Arkansas didn't make birth certificates mandatory until then. So if you were born before 65, you didn't really know when your birthday was.
That's so weird.
You had to really trust your parents. Some parents are not trustworthy.
No, not at all. That'd be funny if your birthday was like leap year.
I don't know. How would you even know?
I don't know.
Oh, man. I would like to be a leap year baby, because in my mind, I'd be like, I'm only 4 years old. Okay. I really am not.
No, you're at a zero to the end of that. Okay.
Okay. So Sonne himself decided his birthday was going to be May 8th, 1932. Why May 8th? I do not know.
I don't know.
But people always accused him of being born before that. So they were like, 32? No, you were born...
In 23.
In 17. he was born to Toby Liston and Helen Baskin, who got together around 1916-ish. Damn, that was a long time ago.
That was really a long time ago.
Helen was 30 years younger than Toby, who was around 40. 40 guys, 40. So when they were married, Helen was around 15 years old.
Oh.
Gross.
Jeez. Hey, man, that's how they did it back then.
That's how they did it.
That was the thing. That was like not a head turner, you know? It was just like, yeah.
They were like, okay. That lucky 15-year-old, she found herself a well-established 40-year-old man.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a pedophile at all.
Yep, see?
Okay, so here's some more math for you guys. Toby had 13 children from his first marriage.
Jeez.
Helen had one when she met him. And after they got together, they spit out 12 more kids.
Bang, 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 bang.
13 plus 1 plus 12, which brings them to a grand total of 26 fucking kids.
Jeez.
And Sunny was the second youngest.
26 kids.
I feel like by the time they had Sunny, he had like nieces and nephews that were older than him.
Most likely.
Yeah. That's funny.
Now, Sunny's dad, Toby Liston.
Mm-hmm. Not Toby Keith.
No, not Toby Keith. He wasn't some super rich doctor or anything like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Not any of that profession that would make him enough money to feed all those damn mouths.
Nope, not at all.
He was just a poor farmer. And as you probably figured, since he married a 15-year-old when he was well on his way to being 50, he was, as Chris D'Elia would say, a piece of shit.
Very good.
So, Toby would beat the shit out of Sonny. And Sonny often said the only thing his father ever gave him was a beating, and he had the scars to prove it. That sucks. Like, you
that,
don't,
that makes me sad.
Yeah, it makes me sad, too. Like, that's the only thing your dad ever gave you were the scars on your body.
Yeah. It's the only thing you have to remember him by.
Yeah. So when Sonny was 13 years old, his mom dipped out with some of her other kids and moved to Missouri, leaving Sonny alone with Toby to fend for himself.
Good luck, Sonny.
Good luck. Eventually, Sonny was able to move to Missouri with his mom and tried to go to school, but he was basically illiterate, could not read.
Nope.
Or could he write? No, probably not.
He
could
not write.
So he quit that shit real quick and turned to a life of crime, which I feel that happens.
Yeah.
Most of the time, like, if you don't go to school, you're usually
He's got to make money somehow,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly. So Sonny started a gang that really liked to pull armed robberies.
That was their specialty.
He became known to the St. Louis police as the, ready for this, guys? Yellow Shirt Bandit. Because, duh, he always wore a yellow shirt during robberies.
Which is so stupid.
That is the brightest color in the fucking
ever. You look like a goddamn canary. Everyone could see you. Wear a black shirt or a gray shirt.
Black is always the color of choice when you're performing armed robberies.
And then
he was probably, you know, it's probably like a neon fucking yellow shirt.
Probably like fucking Woodstock.
God. So I'm mad. So it's rookie mistake, right?
Yes.
Rookie mistake 101. So of course, wearing a yellow shirt and holding people up at gunpoint wasn't going to last long.
Nope.
And Sonny was busted in January 1950 at the age of 20 years old and sentenced to 5 years in the Missouri State Penitentiary. I think I added an extra N in there. My bad.
That's all right.
It's fine, though.
I don't judge.
You know, we've been drinking Coke and
vodka.
Vodka. She's been saying vodka like that all day, like a Russian. Vodka.
I'm too brown to be Russian.
You are too brown to be Russian.
Way too tan. I've been tanning too long. Just kidding, I don't tan at all.
No, that's just your color.
Just the color that I am.
Yeah.
Okay, so when Sonny was in prison...
Hold on.
Damn.
Okay, proceed.
So when Sonny was in prison, the athletic director...
Justine's mad about this.
I'm so angry about this. Why does prison have an athletic director? What kind of athletics are you directing? Why is that a job?
He's got to make sure that they're...
do they have... I feel like they have, like, professional teams.
Lifting those weights. Oh, you... Hey, don't they do, like...
Football and football shit? Basketball? Yeah. Probably. Whatever. This guy was also a reverend. Just as a side note. So, he suggested to Sonny he should try boxing. And then got him paroled early. And once he was out, sent him up with a sparring session with a professional heavyweight named Thurman Wilson. After two rounds... Thurman told everyone in the room that he wanted out of the ring before Sonny killed him.
He's like, get me out of here!
This is me boxing! He's trying to kill me!
Did you say he was choking me? He was choking me!
Then on June 10th, 1950, Sonny married a woman named Geraldine Chambers in St. Louis, Missouri. I think when I have a child, I'm going to name it Geraldine.
Please don't.
Geraldine.
Is that how they're going to pronounce it?
That's how Mia is a Mexican woman. Geraldine. Alright. Geraldine had one kid from a previous marriage, and then her and Sonny adopted a kid from some foreign country. I can't remember what country. I feel like it was like Asia or something.
It probably was. Maybe. We'll just say Asia.
That up. What? I don't know. I could be making that up.
You probably.
But it was definitely a foreign country. And while Sonny was believed to have fathered many other kids, with many other women, him and his wife Geraldine never actually had one of their own.
That's
I don't know why. Maybe she couldn't have any
maybe
anymore.
Maybe she was infertile.
Yeah. I don't know.
Because he was having babies with everybody else.
Everybody else, man. After he was released from prison, Sonny had a brief amateur boxing career, which lasted less than a year. And then Sonny signed a professional contract in September 1953. But unfortunately, the only people who were willing to put up the money for him to turn professional were fellow criminals.
Mm-hmm.
And Sonny, he like paid them back and then also made up his own income by working as an enforcer for them.
So he'd beat people up.
Yep. Psh, 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 psh. He was boxing in the ring and outside of the ring.
Uh-huh.
So that worked out great in the beginning of his career, but that would later come back to bite him in the ass. Oh.
Do you like that sound effect?
Mm-hmm.
So, Sonny's criminal record, plus his known personal association with the other bad guys, led to the police stopping him on site whenever they saw him. When they saw his yellow shirt, they're like, hey!
Canary,
I mean... stop! You right there, stop! So, he began to avoid all main streets. He was taking those side streets.
Yeah, he was going down the alleyways. Uh-huh.
Yep. On May 5th, 1956, a policeman confronted Sonny and a friend about a cab parked near Sonny's home. Then Sonny said the officer threw racial slurs at him when questioning him. And, guys, let's be real.
Mm-hmm.
He probably did.
For sure he did.
So...
because Sonny was a black man.
Uh-huh.
Sonny was a huge, buff black man dealing with other criminals.
Yes.
And we all know police are not perfect people. There's some of them are real fucked up.
Yes.
And people are also racist.
Yes. So, in turn, Sonny broke the officer's knee, split open his face, and took his gun.
Basically made him look like a real bitch.
Yeah. It's just funny.
He's like, what did you say to me? I'm sorry, what? Come again? And then he's like, I'll show you.
So, of course... Sonny was arrested, and mm-hmm. He was paroled after serving 6 months of a 9-month sentence for the assault.
Which is, like, a very little amount of time to serve.
For beating the shit out of a police officer.
For assaulting a police officer. Yeah.
So, Sonny competed as a professional boxer from 1953 until 1970. He became the world heavyweight champion in 1962 after knocking out Floyd Patterson in the first round, and then did it again a year later while defending his title in a rematch.
Yep.
Bam, bam.
I hit my mic.
Go ahead.
How embarrassing for Patterson.
Yeah.
He's like, knocked him out first round, first time, then he's like, I'm going to get him this time.
Yeah.
And then he did it again.
Yeah.
That's I'd sad. Be so embarrassed.
I would just run away.
I'd just be like, my stomach hurts. I can't fight today.
So Sonny was known for his toughness, long reach, punching power, and just being scary looking. Very intimidating.
He was very intimidating. Mm-hmm. Did you see pictures of him?
Yeah.
But also, it kind of looked like a big teddy bear.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm very conflicted about how you I feel about him.
He was also known as being unbeatable. But everyone is beatable, right?
Everyone.
And in 1964, he lost the title to one Cassius Clay, a.k.a. Muhammad Ali.
The late, the great.
Sting like a butterfly. Nope. Wait, no.
We always fuck this up.
I know. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
Yeah.
There you go. So could it have been because Sonny was using and abusing all the drugs and alcohol? Or could it have been just because Muhammad Ali was a better boxer? Who knows?
Yo no sé.
Dang. That's how you know Justine's been drinking, is when she blasts out her Spanish. I like to believe that Ali was just a better boxer.
Yeah. I mean, it could have been that Ali was just a better... It could actually have been a combination of the two.
Yeah, that's true.
There was, like, reports that he, like, got shit-canned the night before his fight.
Ooh, he must have been
And then, you know, hungover. When you're, like, you're hungover, and then you just gotta... You gotta do the hair of the dog. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just gotta, you gotta start all over again. Mm-hmm. And then getting punched in the head, and you're already hungover? Kill me. I just want to die. Just put me out of my misery.
I would call my mommy. Mommy!
Come get me! Yeah, right? His mommy wasn't coming to get him. She left him with the abuser.
No, but if it was me, I'd call my mommy. You know?
Oh, yeah, your mommy will get you.
Yeah.
My mommy will get me, too. She might be drunk on her way over there, but whatever she is.
She would Uber to get you. It's fine.
Hold on, I gotta call the Uber! okay, so in 1965, the two had a rematch, and Sonny was knocked down.
Bam!
Knocked down. He lost to a first-round knockout against Ali, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So some felt the knockdown was real, but the knockout was fake.
So the knockdown was real,
like,
but
Ali,
the knockout
was not. So, like, Ali hit him, boom, yeah. And he went down because it stunned him.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the ref started counting, like, to get up, mm-hmm. he just laid there, like, his spine was broken and he was paralyzed. And there was, like, a quote from some sports person that was, like, nobody would have believed, like, absolutely nobody would have believed the dead possum act that mm-hmm. Sonny was playing. Like, mm-hmm.
It looks fake.
Yeah. So the crowd started chanting.
Fake! 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 Fake. And then Ali started yelling,
nobody will believe this. Did I even hit him? He wasn't even sure that he hit him.
No.
He was like, what? Maybe he, like, swung past it, but he was like, oh, air.
Oh, yeah. He probably grazed him.
Yeah.
Like, his face or something.
Yeah.
And then I think that's when Sonny was like, this is my chance.
I
fell back.
I gotta go, because my head already hurts. I'm going through that withdrawal.
I'm severely hungover.
I'm real dehydrated. So both things that confirmed most people's belief. Sonny, for some unknown reason, took a dive. Now, there's been a number of unproven theories as to why Sonny took the dive. One being, Sonny was threatened by the Muslims. Which, I'm not even sure what the Muslims are. Like, all these people?
I have no idea.
I don't understand what that means. Or agreed to lose in return for a share of Muhammad Ali's future purses. Basically, just a share in whatever Ali won in the future.
In his fights.
In his fights. Which is not a bad deal.
No.
Considering who Muhammad Ali turned out to be.
Yeah.
But, and he wasn't even Muhammad Ali yet. He was still going by Cassius Clay, so he was just getting started.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so while Sonny publicly denied taking a dive, Sports Illustrated writer Mark Cram? We're not really sure. Said that years later, Sonny told him, quote, that Ali was crazy. I didn't want anything to do with him, and the Muslims were coming. Who needed that? So I went down. I wasn't hit.
Bam!
Another confirmation right that he threw the fight.
Yeah.
Sonny won his final fight against Chuck Wepner in June 1970. The bout was stopped after the 9th round due to cuts over both of Wepner's eyes. He was bleeding into his eyes.
Yeah, I couldn't see, man.
Nope.
You can't see.
It probably burns.
You're blinded by the blood.
Blinded by the blood. That's all I had.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. So Wepner needed 72 stitches and suffered a broken cheekbone and nose.
He got fucked up.
Dude, Sonny was a beast. That's what they were saying, too. Like, he was so good at fighting. Mm-hmm. I didn't put any of his stats in here because nobody really gives a shit. But he rarely lost, and he beat the shit out of people. So it was like this one hit from Ali, and he was like, oh, dead. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't, like, believable, yeah. You know? So, all right, guys. While this boxing shit is, like, sort of interesting, kind of, not really, to us anyways. And Sonny was very clearly a badass in the ring and out of it. Let's get to the real reason we discuss true crime. How Sonny Liston died.
Dun dun dun. Bum 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 bum. Dun dun dun. Bum 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 bum. Okay. On January 5th, 1971, Sonny's wife, Geraldine, returned to the family home in Las Vegas after being out of town for 2 weeks on a trip.
Viva Las Vegas.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Viva Las Vegas.
Dang.
That should be on American good. Idol.
You should.
So good.
So the minute Geraldine entered the house, she smelled a foul odor coming from the master bedroom.
Smelled like death.
When she entered the room, she saw Sonny slumped up against the bed with a broken foot bench on the floor. Geraldine immediately called Sonny's attorney and doctor, but didn't call the police until 3 hours later.
What?
Why?
3 hours later.
3 hours later. I do not know why.
Well, we're going to discuss that.
So, Sergeant Dennis Caputo, Caputo from mm-hmm.
Orange is the New Black? The animal.
The animal. Trap, till the cage is full. The cage is full. I don't know what that's all I know. All right, so Sergeant Dennis Caputo of the Clark County Sheriff's Department was one of the first officers on the scene. Sergeant Caputo found a quarter ounce of heroin in a balloon in the kitchen.
Where you keep your heroin, duh. In a balloon in the kitchen. With the knife. Mrs. Potts.
Mrs. Plum.
Plum.
And he also found a half ounce of marijuana in Sonny's pants pocket. But oddly enough, no syringes or needles. Now, some found it suspicious that police didn't find any drug paraphernalia that Sonny would have needed to inject a fatal dose of heroin. Like, you know, a spoon to cook the heroin,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or a tourniquet to wrap around his arm. But police said it wasn't uncommon for family members in these sorts of cases to go through and clean up to save the family from embarrassment.
Yeah. So maybe Geraldine came home,
mm-hmm.
saw the drug shit out, and was like, oh my God, how embarrassing for him. He's dead. Like, we have to protect his image.
Yeah, let's clean it up.
Clean it all up. Got rid of it, but yeah. Then didn't see the balloon or didn't bother to check his pocket. You know what I mean? It's like,
because, who checks the kitchen for balloons of heroin?
Yeah, heroin.
I mean, I guess if it's like a drug dealer's house, then yeah. But yeah. I mean,
I don't think you're already frazzled because your husband's dead, right? So yeah. Even if the doctor and the lawyer showed up to check on him, and they're like, we need to clean this shit up because it doesn't look good.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Not, you're already rattled because there's a dead body in the house. Someone that you love. Like, yeah, you're just trying to, you know, do your best. Mm-hmm. Just do your best. So following an investigation, Las Vegas police concluded that there were no signs of foul play and declared Sonny's death a heroin overdose. Everyone knew that Sonny was a heroin addict. So, of course, it was a heroin overdose.
Yeah.
Duh. Police estimated that by the number of piled up milk bottles and newspapers by the front door, Sonny's date of death would have been December 30th, 1970. So 6 days before his actual body was found. So, seems pretty cut and dry, right?
Yeah, kinda.
Sonny did all the drugs.
And people knew that he did the drugs.
He did the drugs. So he died of a drug overdose, right? Mm-hmm. Died of a heroin overdose.
Mm-hmm.
Except for that coroner Mark Herman said that while traces of heroin byproducts were found in Sonny's system, it was not nearly enough to have caused his death. So there goes that heroin OD theory.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So officially, Sonny's cause of death was lung congestion and heart failure. He had been suffering from the hardening of the heart muscle and lung disease before his death. I don't know what the hardening of the heart is. I think the bits of your heart just start dying.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right about that. Because I was thinking about that too. Like, what is the hardening of the heart muscle?
Yeah, I think just pieces of it start dying off. Yeah.
Especially when you're doing all the alcohol and drugs. And,
like, putting yourself in these extreme physical situations.
Oh,
like,
that too.
Like, getting punched in the chest over and over again. Mm-hmm. So he had been hospitalized in early December complaining of chest pains. But many people who knew Sonny insisted that he was afraid of needles and never would have used heroin. In fact, Sonny had canceled a planned tour to Africa in 1963.
Yes.
Yep. A planned tour to Africa in 1963 because he refused to get the required vaccinations. Geraldine also said that her husband would refuse basic medical care for common colds because of how much he hated needles. To which me and Brittany say, what the hell kind of needles are you getting for the common colds? Because every time I've had a common cold, the doctor says, I can't give you anything. Go home.
Yeah, I mean, that's when you just take fucking, you have antibiotics, or you just have your syrup, cough syrup. Thank you.
Yeah, no one's ever gotten a shot for a common cold.
Maybe Geraldine was getting the needles for the common cold.
Maybe Geraldine was getting the needles for the heroin, too.
Yeah. What if she was doing heroin?
Maybe.
She was an H-head, too?
Maybe.
So, guys, there's also a theory that Sonny was murdered. Dun, 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 dun.
Here we go again.
So many people close to Sonny believe that he was deeply involved as a bill collector in a loan shark ring in Las Vegas.
Viva!
Oh, there we go.
That's all I had.
Dang, you couldn't even finish it?
Nope.
That's rude.
It was a teaser.
Oh, okay.
It was a teaser Tuesday.
Okay. Well, it's not Tuesday, but all right.
Okay.
And when Sonny tried to muscle in for a bigger share of the action, his employers got him very drunk, took his ass home, and stuck him with the needle.
With that heroin OD.
Mm-hmm.
This theory kind of falls apart because he didn't have enough heroin in his system to kill him.
Yeah, so, exactly.
We're going to put a big fat X on that one.
Yeah, there goes that theory. Bye.
Bye, see you later.
Another theory is that Sonny was murdered by drug dealers who he'd somehow become involved with. Sonny had been seen at a house that was raided by police shortly after he had left. And because of that, the dealers may have thought Sonny ratted on them. And they shot him with a hot dose of retaliation.
Again.
Retaliation.
Again. Not enough heroin in his system to kill him. So
X that out.
X marks the spot. And then there was the possible mob motive. Maybe the mob promised Sonny some money to throw the second Ali fight, but they never paid him. And as the years passed, and as Sonny's financial situation drastically changed, he got angry and told the mob he'd go public with the story unless they gave him the money. And that got him killed. I feel like that's more plausible.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see that happening. Yeah. Because it's Las Vegas. The mm-hmm. mob was a big part
mm-hmm.
of Las Vegas as a whole.
We need to do a mob story.
I know, we should. We should do a mob story. That would be good.
Yeah, the mob was very real here. It was very present. And especially in shit like that.
Yeah.
Like sporting events. And they were taking bets. And
I feel like a lot of fights were faked.
Uh-huh.
Because
they
of
them. They were fixed.
Yeah. Sorry. They were fixed.
Yeah.
Because of the mob.
Yeah. And then Sonny, too, being who he was a criminal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's call it what it was. He was a criminal. So he's already involved with these people. These people are putting up the money for him to have his career. He's indebted to them.
Yeah.
So if they say, don't do this, and we'll do, I mean, I don't know. So, okay, so here's the other theory.
Okay.
It also kind of fits. Sonny was supposed to take a dive on his last fight against Chuck Wepner, and he didn't. So killing him was payback. Because he didn't do what he was supposed to.
Because
mm-hmm. He beat the fuck out of Chuck Wepner.
Chuck Wepner got his ass beat. For sure. Yeah.
So again, that could have been another, like, throw this fight, we'll pay you money. And he was like, this is mine. I don't know. Who knows what was going through his head. I don't know. I feel like both of those things are more plausible than, like, a drug.
Overdose?
OD, yeah.
Yeah. I am kind of leaning more towards the mob.
Yeah.
The mob killing him.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, so, like, my inner true crime person is, like, mob did it. Mob did it because that makes a great story, right? Like, mm-hmm. here's this fighter, came from shit, built up this amazing career, and then he was also this, like, seedy person that was dealing with all these weird, strange criminal characters.
Sure, uh-huh.
And then the mob took him out. But I kind of feel like after all the drug abuse and all the strain on his body, I think his heart just gave out.
Yeah.
He might have had, like, a heart attack of some sort.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
And then just, like, gone down, you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
When
did he move to Vegas?
It was right after he got out of jail for assaulting that officer.
Okay. So Sonny moved to Vegas after assaulting the officer.
Mm-hmm.
In, what fucking...
That was in...
1956. Yeah, 1956.
Yeah, so he...
I don't know if we made that. We didn't address that earlier. Yeah, no. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
He was, like, in St. Louis one minute, and then Las Vegas.
After he got out of prison for assaulting that officer, he was like, I gotta get the fuck out of here, like... They're coming for me.
Yeah.
Because I came for them.
And then, like, all the boxing...
Shit has always been here.
Yeah, it's always been in Vegas. And a big thing in Vegas, so... Yeah. Why not come here, you know?
Yep. So many theories. And so little time.
Mm-hmm.
Was it an overdose? Probably not. Heart failure?
Maybe.
I think so. Or murder? Could have been.
Maybe.
I guess that all depends on what you personally believe yourself.
Mm-hmm.
There was another theory going around that, which was so stupid, but that Geraldine had called, like, a family friend on January 1st and was like...
Because she found his body January 5th.
Yeah. Okay. She's like, I haven't heard, I can't get a hold of Sonny, like, I don't know where he is, can you go check on him? And the friend was like, yeah. And he, like, went down to the house and, like, knocked on the door and nobody answered. So, but the car was, like, in the driveway. So, he's like, oh, he's got to be here. So, he went home and he called the police to do, like, a wellness check almost.
Mm-hmm.
And that the police, his theory was that the police went into the house. They found his body. They cleaned up the whole entire house. They cleaned up the scene and then just left his body there to rot for Geraldine to find.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. Which I don't know what that accomplishes.
Yeah.
The police was real corrupt back in the day here.
Yes.
Everyone was paid off by the mob.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows?
Ooh.
Also, the police here were real racist for a long time, just like they were everybody else in the world. So who knows?
Yeah. It's up in the air.
Yeah.
Don't know.
I think there's enough stuff to be like, something's a little fishy. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Even the fact that, like, he had fallen, like, slumped across the bed, but the footstool was broken. Like, how hard would he have hit that?
Yeah.
To break it and then just be, like, slumped over like that?
Maybe a fight broke out?
Yeah, maybe.
And, I could see that happening.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's a good theory.
It's so weird. Maybe I did it. Maybe I was there. I wasn't born yet.
No, definitely weren't born yet. I mean, you are 40 years old, so maybe, yeah.
I am the 40-year-old virgin.
40-year-old virgin? Okay. So, The Ring magazine ranked Sonny as the 7th greatest heavyweight of all time. Sonny Liston is interred at Paradise Memorial Gardens, which is now the Davis Funeral Home in Las Vegas. And his headstone says two words, two simple words.
Mm-hmm.
A man.
I feel like he was the definition of a man.
Yeah. He's just a man.
He's big and burly.
He's just a man.
And strong. And violent.
Kick some ass.
Psh, 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 psh. And drunk, probably.
So, how old was he when he died?
50-something. I have no idea. I made that up. Well, we don't know.
Oh, yeah. We don't know.
We don't know
his birth date.
So, according to him, so he was born in 32. He died in... When was it? 71. So 71 minus 32. 39 years old.
Which he could have been a little bit older.
Could have been a little bit older, but that's still super, super young.
That sucks.
Also, that's very young for your heart to fail. Yeah. Ooh, that's a little suspicious.
I mean, it could happen. Like you said, he was doing strenuous activity.
And all the drugs.
All the drugs and alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so that could have led to early heart failure, but...
Yeah, that's still very young. And for all that physical activity, he's probably in really good fucking shape.
Yeah.
Unless he was eating a lot of chili cheese fries.
And burgers. And all those...
chicken wings.
Chicken...
I'll go for some chicken wings right now.
Chicken wings are bomb.
Also, chicken wings are not a first date meal. Like, don't ever go on a first date.
Where did that come from? Wings. I do not know.
I'm just thinking about it right now. So one time, someone was like, I'll take you out to dinner. I'll take you to go. He's like, what do you love to eat? I was like, my best friend's mom's chicken wings. Because that's my favorite meal in the world. He's like, oh, I'll take you out for wings. I'm like, not on a first date, sir. That's not what we do. I have hot sauce all over my face.
You just want to go for a beer?
Yeah. And then if I hate you, I can leave after one beer.
So I hope you guys enjoyed the story. We might look into doing a mob.
Yeah, we need to do that. We'll do that before the end of the year.
It's a part of Vegas. I mean,
yeah.
And the mob was very
prominent,
prominent in Las Vegas and all the casinos and all the fighting. It's very, 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 very crazy.
Yeah. So maybe we'll do that. Yeah. We've been neglecting the fact that we live in Las Vegas and that we have a bounty of these stories on our hands.
Yeah.
We need to do the Binion case.
Oh, yeah. We'll do the Binion case.
We'll shove it into one because there's multiple Binion.
Maybe we'll do it on a Patreon.
Ooh.
Just saying. Just saying.
Maybe we will.
Okay. All right, guys.
That was the end of our story, by the way. Did we already address that? We don't know.
We're what?
That was the end of our story.
Oh, yeah. That was the end of our story. Sorry.
Yeah. Drink a lot of vodka right now. Actually, I only had one shot of vodka.
Yeah, we did.
I'm very buzzed.
I only put one in there.
Yeah.
It was a big one.
Yeah. It was probably like two.
I was thinking about doing a double shot, but, you know.
No, let's not get crazy. Let's not get crazy. And then we have to go drink after this anyways.
Yeah.
We're celebrating that Justine doesn't have to work tomorrow.
Yay!
All right, guys. So, as promised... it's Patreon song time.
It's fucking Patreon time, guys.
We don't have a segment this week, guys, because there's, like, so many Patreon songs to do, so we're just gonna throw that out there. Also, something happened today, and we were not prepared.
Yeah.
So, we just don't have a segment prepared. Please forgive us. We'll do a real good segment next week.
Mm-hmm. So, it's Patreon time, people!
All right, ready?
Yep.
First song is four... Our favorite, Kari.
Kari! Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Kari. We're so sorry for not looking like Jake Gyllenhaal. Because we know he's bae.
But we're more bae, right?
Yeah, we have to be more bae.
We wrote a song for you.
That makes us
we're
more bae, right?
We're more bae. Okay. More bae.
More bae. More bae, please.
Thanks, Kari.
Thanks, Kari. Hope you like your song.
And next up to the stage, we have Andrea Driver.
Not Minnie Driver.
Not Minnie Driver. Andrea Driver.
Okay, ready?
Uh-huh.
That's not her last name, by the way.
No.
Okay, ready? Andrea, our little true crime driver, has a killer problem like us.
Yes, she does. Check her out at True Crime Drive on Instagram to find out what drives a killer.
Dun 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 dun.
Brittany's very Law and Order
dun,
this episode.
Dun 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 dun. Thanks, Andrea.
Yes, we love you.
We love you so much.
And up now, a song for... Heather. Lady D.
Ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Heather. Can't wait until you're old. Talking about nipple belts and human patty melts.
Oh, dang.
To your grandkids.
Also, if you could record yourself while you're doing that, we would like to hear it in our old age, too.
Yeah,
that'd be great. Schizo recorder? Maybe we'll just be there. We'll just record ourselves.
be very fascinating.
Please talk about nipple belts.
Stupid. Yeah, thanks, Heather.
Thank you, Heather. Up next, we have the lovely Jana.
Ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Jana, Jana, Fofana, you make our hearts go bananas. Jana. Jana, how many times have people turned that song into a song about your name? You the best, girl.
You the best, Jana. Thank you. Love you.
Thank you. And last, but never least, our most favorite, Matt.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maddie, Maddie kind eyes. You're such a kind guy. Don't ever leave us, Matt, or else. We're going to chase you around your neighborhood.
Uh-huh. We're going to be jogging home from work, and we're going to jog up beside you. Probably be in a golf cart. I don't jog that much. And then we're going to follow you home. And we're going to stay outside of your door. Until you accept us back. Okay? We don't have the money to fly to Australia.
Oh, dang.
But we will get there. This is not a threat, just a promise.
Ding, ding. Oh, wait.
Oh.
That's how to finish your song. Oh, finish your song.
That's beautiful.
Thanks, Matt.
Oh, Matt, we love you.
We do. And we love all you guys.
I know. I didn't think I could love so many people in my whole entire life.
Yeah, I didn't think you were capable of that.
And me either.
But thank you.
Yeah, you guys, we did a good thing.
Yeah.
We did a good thing, so we appreciate you. Well, we're going to do a good thing. We haven't done it yet.
Yeah. Thank you to all of our...
Patrons. Patrons. I don't know what the fuck to refer to you guys as.
Patrons?
Patrons. Whatever. I just love all of you.
Yeah. You guys...
One and all. And if you'd like your own customized song,
yeah,
go join Patreon.
We work hard on these songs, okay,
people? We do. This took us like 45 minutes.
You know how hard it is for me to do two things at once? That's very hard.
And I don't sing songs.
What? I was trying to get Justina to do duets with me.
Yeah, no.
But she was like, no, I'll just say something at the end of each song.
I'll just say something stupid.
Yeah. And
I think it worked out well.
Mission... successful.
Satisfied.
Yes.
Sexually satisfied.
Oh.
Just kidding. I don't have sex anymore. It's fine.
We always have to be inappropriate in these.
I mean, episodes. We are who we are. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Quick reminder, guys. We did do an episode of Podstalgic. We talked about that on Monday. Go check it out if you have not.
Yeah. We talk about Selena.
Again. Anybody else interested in doing a Selena episode, they would like us to join them. We are available for free.
Yeah. And if I said anything offended on there.
Offensive, not offended.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry. You know what I've been drinking?
In. The vodka's kicked in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I said anything. All fine. If I said anything.
Nah, whatever.
Offensive on there.
Never apologize.
Sorry, not sorry.
All right, guys.
You know I don't mean it.
We have new reviews, but I cannot see them again. So yeah, if you would like us to read your review, take a screenshot and email it to us. Because I want to read them. They
or
make me so
happy.
Or
slide in our DMs.
Yeah, just let us know. Because they're not popping up. I don't know what the fuck happened. You know,
it's this
Apple did a stupid ass update. Now nothing works anymore.
Yeah, it's this update.
I also don't know how to find us anymore. It's real strange.
Well, I'm surprised. Because it's easy for me to find us.
I mean, I can find us, but it's just not the same. I don't understand what's happening. It's like, and then it's like, most popular episode.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What the fuck's happening?
Yeah.
All right. So, no new reviews. Did we have any sort of business to handle?
No. Go check out our merch site. I believe it's shop. But you know what? I'm going to give it to you guys right now. Right fucking now.
Oh, dang.
Let me see. You know what? I might not even have it up because I'm stupid. No, I do not. I don't know. I think it's...
Listen, it's shop till you drop. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wait. Okay, guys. Yeah, it's shop www.spreadshirt.com/itsaboutdamncrime. So go
one word,
there.
Guys, one word.
What?
One word.
Yeah, one word. So go there. There's a lot of, there's a variety of stuff.
There's a lot of desert on there.
What?
What?
We need to make something that says there's a lot of desert out there. Yeah, we still haven't made something like that.
Let's sell some of this shit first. You asked for Odang shirts. We made them.
There's a tote that says, please.
Stop touching your dick in public.
Yes.
We got a little something for your dogs.
Yep.
And many a hoodies and sweatshirts. That's the same thing. T-shirts.
Yeah. Some of these hoodies on here have put our fucking logo
very low.
Very low. And I don't know why it did that. So, I mean, who wants our logo on your stomach? You know what I mean?
Maybe they want a tattoo on their stomach.
It just happened. I don't know why. And yeah, we can't fix it.
So there are hoodies on there with the logo where it's supposed to be placed.
Yeah, on your titties.
Or if you need help, let us know. We'll help you.
Yeah. Okay, guys. All
right, guys. We appreciate you all so much.
We do. Thank you for our Patreon members. We love you to the fullest. To the bottom of our black hearts.
To our little tiny weak cores. Okay.
We will catch you guys next Wednesday.
Wednesday. I don't know what we're doing.
No, I don't know either.
Couldn't even give you a teaser if I wanted to.
That's sad.
Because I just don't know.
That's fine.
Wave it around like you just don't care, you know?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Me either. Okay, let's go.
All right, so Justini.
Yeah.
There's a lot of desert out there.
Which I said to Which the mob said to Sonny Liston before they did not give him a fatal dose of heroin.
Before they killed him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But just not with heroin. That's not what happened.
All right, guys. We'll catch you Wednesday with
A whole new episode.
A whole new episode, guys.
Ooh, our 40th.
Yeah.
Ew. Kay. We're almost a year old.
Stop it. All right. Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
What the fuck was that?
Yahoo. I gotta go pee.